Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline right now is Rob Chudzinski. He is the special assistant to the head football coach at Boston College. We'll talk college football another time with Rob. More specifically, we want to talk about Cam Newton because Rob served as Newton's offensive coordinator his first 2 years in the NFL, 2011 and 2012. Rob, it's Dale, Rich, and Andy. Thank you for taking a few minutes. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, guys.
Let's talk about what it was like when Cam Newton was the first overall pick in the draft and they said, Rob, here's your quarterback. What were you thinking when he walked in the room the first time?
Well, we had done pretty lengthy process going through to, you know, evaluate. We had the first pick of the draft that year and spent a lot of time with Cam and got to know him and did a lot of research. And, you know, it was not just a normal evaluation of a player and a person like you usually do. It was trying to figure out if or what to what degree we would need to change offensively and do things maybe that were unique and really had never been done in the NFL before. So it was kind of twofold in that way. And so we felt pretty good about everything that we had gone through, had a lot of discussions and, you know, even leading all the way the week of the draft and, you know, and just feeling good about being able to adjust and do what we thought, you know, first of all, would help us win and then what would, you know, fit his special unique abilities and what would fit in terms of what we could do in the NFL.
We've seen him obviously on the field, but off the field, you know, going over film or practices, things like that. What is Josh McDaniels in store for? What can that relationship be like, you think?
Yeah, I love Cam. I mean, I think it's a great move and, you know, he's had a tough few years here with some injuries and, you know, some of the situations that he was in from that standpoint. And sounds like he's healthy and ready to go. And I think it's just a great move. And I think Josh will, you know, really enjoy being around him. Cam loves football. He's a really unique person. I mean, he's an emotional person. I think everybody knows that. I think it comes from a great place. It's extremely competitive. And, you know, he wants to win and he loves a challenge. And so anytime he's in those situations where, you know, he feels like he has to prove himself or be at his best, you know, whether it's a game or whether it's a time in his career, different points in his career, he's always risen, to be at his best and to play at his best. So I think it's, everybody will enjoy it. And not just from the football standpoint, just being around Cam and knowing how he is with people and with kids and people around the community. He's just fantastic. And, you know, I have a million stories of those types of things. And I think a lot of people do. So I think that it'll be a great fit. And, you know, Josh and Coach Belichick and everybody over there and Jed Fish, I know as well as a quarterback coach. And, you know, they're some of the best in the business, if not the best in the business. So it'll be a great thing, I think.
Rob, I'll admit, you know, watching Cam from afar and, you know, jersey number one and the Superman celebration and, you know, the pre-snap early in the game thing that he does, I've always thought that looks like an eye kind of guy. That looks like a guy that wants the attention on him. Safe to say from your last answer, you don't believe in that. How does that personality work in a locker room? Why am I wrong to see somebody that maybe isn't about the team and is about themselves?
Well, Cam is about the team. I think that how he expresses those things, and like I said, as an emotional person, you need some of that, right? You need some of, you know, you want the attention, you want the ball at the end of the game, you want, to be the best. And so some of that comes with the territory. And, you know, I think that Cam has grown and matured over time. But like I said, it comes from a good place. And the level of competitor that he is in the locker room, how he is with the guys, and I think you'll see him out in the community and how he is with a little kid and the things that he does on his own that doesn't, you know, he's not looking for, you know, some kind of retribution or people to say anything positive about him when he does in the community when he just hears about things. And he's got a big heart. And, I think that when you know him, you take it in a different way than maybe what people that just see things that don't know him as well as we do that do.
We're talking to Rob Chudzinski, special assistant to the head football coach at Boston College, but Cam Newton's first offensive coordinator in the NFL. By the way, real quickly, did the Patriots reach out to you and ask you about him when they were thinking about signing him?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get into any of that on that, but no.
All right, so back to Newton. He is such a physical specimen. We've kind of equated him to Gronk in this regard. What would be a penalty to other on against other players aren't penalties against Cam Newton or Rob Gronkowski. They figure, well, he's bigger and stronger than everybody else. He should be able to take it. But what's the physical toll been for him because he's so big and so strong and has taken so many shots?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the toughest thing, you know, with that style and with his style of quarterback and being the size he is and the durability that he has, is that people do think he's Superman a lot of times. And so, you know, maybe those hits, you know, people are like, oh, well, he doesn't feel that. But he does, just like everybody does. And, you know, maybe in some cases that you know, guys got away with more because of that. You know, but I think, again, that the special thing about Cam is we looked at him in college and just even, you know, his first few years, which I had him his first few years. But I know the guys that, you know, obviously at Carolina, Ron and North Turner, and have a lot of background with those guys. It's just, you know, he finds ways, especially when he's running the ball himself, you know, he doesn't take the hits and he dishes out a little bit more than he takes. So, you know, unlike some other quarterbacks that maybe were, you know, ran a lot or scrambled around a lot and took a lot of hits or take hits in the pocket, you know, Cam was able to avoid those type of big shots that are the ones that, you know, are going to cause the problems as much.
What's his biggest strength as a passer? Because, you know, as soon as he signed here, we've been going through all the different seasons and, you know, your first year and his first year there with you, Steve Smith was a huge part of the offense. His last healthy year, you know, Christian McCaffrey was a big part of the offense, so the completion percentages went up. His MVP season, Ted Ginn had 10 touchdowns, throwing the ball deep a lot. So if he has to pass a little bit more, what is his biggest strength?
Yeah, you know, I think he's grown a lot. First of all, that's what I would say is, you know, going in and evaluating him coming out of college, he really wasn't in any type of passing scheme or passing attack. They ran the ball a lot in Auburn, and then it was very simple when they did throw the ball. So what we had to do at the time, or what we felt we had to do at the time, coming in, we weren't exactly sure. And so we had to play around with a lot of the things that people said you couldn't do in the NFL, the RPOs and the run reads, and then incorporate some of the pro-style passing game, which, you know, we felt like the downfield stuff, he had a strong arm, you know, could get the ball out and not being used to a passing game or a pro-style passing game at that particular time. He had the arm strength to, you know, get things out and see them a little bit more and be able to, you know, strong enough of an arm to get the ball, you know, to his receivers and as they're still open. And I think that over time you've seen and, you know, his ability to grow is anticipate throws, his accuracy, you know, has improved. And I think that in the shorter passing game, you saw that, you know, and maybe more recently, you know, with Norv and where his arm maybe was bothering him, he made that adjustment and has grown, you know, as a passer and you know, his ability to be able to do all different types of things. The thing about Cam is he has a great ability to see things on the field, much better than a lot of quarterbacks I've been around, and the game makes sense to him. So even with him not having a big background in a passing game coming out of college, things made sense to him when, you know, he came even his rookie year and he threw for 400 yards in his first game and out of nowhere. And I can't say I was expecting that to happen. And he threw for 4,000 and set passing records his first year as a rookie. So, you know, I would never doubt Cam Newton because he has a way and he's, you know, like I said, a great competitor. He'll do a great job in the passing game. He'll do a great job, whatever you want him to do. And I think he's, you know, at a great spot right now where he's played a lot of football. He's played in the Super Bowl. You know, he's evolved. He's developed. He's gone through tough times. He's got the resiliency and the desire and the passion. And I think that you'll see an excited – he's got an excitement, he's got a charisma to him that is contagious. And so he loves playing a game, he has fun playing a game, and people around him, that's contagious too. And, you know, I think it's, again, I think it's going to be, you know, a great situation for him and the Patriots.
Cam has a unique challenge. It's going to be a short period of time here, you know, 2 months that he arrives in New England and could potentially win the starting job to replace Tom Brady. And how do you think, with his personality, how do you think he approaches that idea that he could be the quarterback that replaces Tom Brady in the New England Patriots?
I don't think he'll think about that in that way. He's never thought of things like from that standpoint. To me, it's always been the challenge of, you know, whatever that was presented to him. And the focus of, you know, him has always been to be the very best he can. He wants to be the best quarterback and has wanted to be the best quarterback in the league. And so I don't know that he'd look around and think about who he's replacing and then do those type of things. And obviously he's aware of that and aware that Tom Brady was here and has been here and is an icon. But I think that Cam is his own person and is, you know, would approach it in that, you know, he has to win a job and he has to go out and he has to execute and he has to play and, you know, get to the point where, you know, hopefully he can help the team. And I just, that's Cam. So, you know, anything that people see that lead them to believe otherwise, I just, knowing him personally, that's how he is.
I loved the signing. I think it's going to be a great fit. If for some reason he is not the starter, do you think he would accept a backup role?
I think Cam loves the locker room. He loves being part of a team. I think he'll do whatever he feels like he can do to win and help the team win in whatever role that is.
Does Cam Newton need to run to be a good NFL quarterback?
I don't think he needs to run to be a good NFL quarterback. I think that, you know, that's one of the things he can do uniquely special that you would want him to be able to do that. And whether that's as designed part of the thing that you're doing offensively or whether that's some, you know, making plays when things aren't there and his ability to scramble and create, which you see is what the game is becoming. You know, that ability to do that. And, you know, I know that there was times where there was games as we were kind of working through this and myself working through this in terms of, you know, how much running, how much designed run versus, you know, standard runs or read options or RPOs or things that we were doing in 2011 that really there was no blueprint for. There were games where we would go into where we would, you know, want him maybe to run some of the designed runs a little bit more. There were some games that we would go where it was less of, you know, we were going to have less of those design type runs, and we were just as effective in either type of game.